Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. You're listening to the Shine Lord Radio with Kia D right here on We Talk Radio.
That's right. That's right. That is right. It is the extraordinary, the amazing, the fabulous Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Kia D, the oh-so-amazing, devastatingly dynamic D of the Shine Lord Radio Show. I am blessed. I am so blessed to be here tonight. I used to say blessed and highly favored. I got to give a huge shout out to Lady Too Tall Tori. I didn't even know this lady. I was attending a meeting a couple weeks ago, and somebody was like, "How you doing, girl?" Who I hadn't seen in like 10 years. She was like, "How you doing, girl?" I was like, "I am so blessed and highly favored." And after I finished talking to that lady that I was talking to, Lady Too Tall Tori said, "Excuse me, ma'am," from across the room. She said, excuse me, ma'am. Can I speak with you for a second?" I said, "Yes, baby, yes, ma'am, what's going on?" And she said, "Listen, I heard you say you're blessed and highly favored, but the Bible says When you know when a person starts out with a conversation like that, the Bible says, when they say that, you got to pay attention. She said, the Bible says that the only woman who was blessed and highly favored was Mary. I said, well, you know what? You sure right. My apologies. I guess I'm just overly blessed. Amen. I'm going to change up my verbiage. So I got to thank her. I got to thank her, real talk, for making sure she keeps me in check. And again, I didn't even know her. This just happened like less than a month ago, seriously. And she's one of my favorite people in the world right now. So shout out to Lady Tutagori and her incredible husband who were at that meeting. Listen, we're having an amazing time tonight on this show. We love the Shine Lord Radio Show. We learned so much about so many different things. Tonight we're going to be talking about Joseph in the Bible, who he was and what he was all about and what he had to go through, you know, some of the struggles and things that, I mean, it's just crazy, some of the things that I, you know, read about. And so if you didn't know about Joseph, we're going to talk about Joseph tonight. Also tonight, we have a beautiful young lady who's going to be joining us. Matter of fact, she is with us right now. She is an extraordinary and amazing speaker and diversity and inclusion specialist. And she's also a fabulous author. She is an extraordinary woman who speaks around the globe, and I'm so very excited to have her. Listen, just for a few moments tonight, because she's so busy. She is so busy. I don't even know how we got her. That's how incredible, that's how amazing this young lady is. So I'm excited to have her with us tonight. You should be too. I want you to get a pen and paper ready so that you can write. She also is going to tell us about some other things that she does as well, because, listen, this is just the tip of the iceberg on the things that she's doing right now. Please help me welcome. I want you to put your toes together, put your hands together. Well, help me welcome the fabulous, extraordinary Tajiri Brackens. How you doing, queen?
Hey, girl. You know what? I'm going to take you around as my introductress, I should say. Everywhere I go, girl, I was getting excited off my own doggone self listening to you talk.
That's because that's who you are. That's who you are, queen. That is who you are. You have no idea. You are so amazing. And I'm telling you, I truly appreciate you being here with us tonight. And what you do is absolutely fabulous. I want to talk about diversity and inclusion. I want to talk about the places that we can find you speaking on stages. I want to talk about Mary Kay. I want to talk about all of the things that you are dipping and dabbing into. I want to talk about your books. We're going to talk about everything. So first, let's just start for those who have, listen, they are just tuning in tonight. We have a lot of listeners from across the globe who have never, ever, ever touched the state of Texas or been to the United States. And so I would love for you to give them a little bit of who you are and what you do. Go right ahead.
Girl, okay, let me give you, if those of us that have been in school a while, you understand Cliff Notes. So I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version of who I am. and bear with me because I am driving, but I just could not pass up this opportunity to be able to pour into your people and into your listeners, and just let God use me with whatever it is that he has me to say and has me to share to empower and to uplift and to transform somebody's life.
Amen.
So with that being said, who am I? Old school Isley Brothers song, Who's That Lady, is what kind of comes to my mind right now. So who am I? I am a two-time Amazon best-selling author, and we'll talk about those books in just a moment, but I've also been featured in the O Magazine as a featured. Yes, girl, yes. And I say that with excitement, not as a boasting type of thing, because it truly was God that used that venue, and he used my story to be able to help other people. And when we talk, you know, as we continue to talk, you'll find out more about my story and why it had been chosen to be as a featured author in O Magazine. I'm also a powerhouse in my Mary Kay business, been in the awesome business for 29 years.
Amen.
29 years. You heard me, 29 years. Ooh. I have been enriching women's lives. It's truly been a blessing, because this is really my ministry, my way to be able to get in front of a woman and to share with her about her skincare needs and to customize a skincare regimen for her so that she can literally put her quote-unquote best face forward. And through that conversation and that time of consulting and customizing her skincare regimen, I'm able to pour into her and truly just do my ministry. My ministry is just that's really where I do most of my ministry work, and just talking and empowering and pouring into women that way. And we'll get back to what I'm going to do with that and partnering with you. And I'm so super excited about what our foundation stands for and how I'm going to bless you because of what it stands for as far as my corporate responsibility, what I personally am going to do to help uplift and to pour into you and to help support you with what it is that you're doing with domestic violence. International speaker,
amen.
What I speak on is I do talk a little bit about diversity and inclusion. However, the main thing that I really talk about is the three C's as it relates to business, and they are character, charisma, and connection. If you do not have any of that, baby, you can't make no money. Let's just call it like it is. And I break that down to a way that is so fundamental that even a five-year-old can understand it and relate to it. And if we miss those soft skills, I don't care how much you have as it relates to technical skills, if you're missing the soft skill, you're not going to be able to make the sale. Because if people don't love you, if people don't trust you, if they don't believe in you and they can't connect with you, they're not going to buy from you. So what I do is I teach and I pour into people as to the different ways to be able to hone in on those soft skills. Again, primarily my three C's, connection, charisma, and character, and being able to hone into those so that you can excel in your business. The soft skills are, they can take you further than any technical skill can.
I'm speechless right now because I know of so many people right now, at least 25, possibly 30, about 30 people who could use this training and some kind of training class, who could use, I mean, your workshop or whatever it is that you do, however you put it together. I know for an absolute fact. So I need to know where you're going to be. And if it's not, because I know you travel with, you know, everything that you do, that you're so all over the world. If you're not going to be in Texas within the next 6 to 8 months, we need to put something on the books with We Talk Radio as an event that we're putting together so that we can make sure whatever it is. And we hadn't even thought of this yet. B. Ray, I hope you listen, because B. Ray has the production side. Whenever We Talk Radio does our events, we always go to B&J Productions, which is my producer. She has a production company, and she puts together these fabulous events. And so I hope you listen. I know you're producing, and I know you're answering the phone lines, but hope you're listening right about now, because I think it would be a great idea. Okay, cool. I think it would be a fabulous idea to be able to have a workshop, a resource fair, something, and maybe in April, May, something like that, maybe June, you know, I don't know, but something. And I definitely know for an absolute fact that her workshop, you know, needs to be dead center, because and even if we did a sales, we just did like a sales training. You know, we just had, like, different salespeople. I know different conglomerate of people that need different, you know, I got a whole network. I got different networks of people that I can bring in at different times. I'm literally, my mind is moving so fast. Anyways, okay, we'll talk about that later. But for those who are listening today, when you think about when you're listening to people and you're when you're having a conversation with people, don't just make that a linear conversation. Be all over the place sometimes with it. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's because you'll come up with something amazingly crazy, and it'll be like the bomb.com that somebody needs. Some young lady's going to walk in there that didn't know about it, and it may change her life. Some young girl may think about it 10 years later and remember that event that she went to 10 years ago. It might be my daughter. Whoever it is, I'm going to, in the name of Jesus, it's going to be a blessing to that person.
Come
so
on.
Never stop short of having a conversation or moving forward on a thought, no matter what that thought is. Rhonda Rae is going to attest to that, because Rhonda Rae will have an event, and she don't know if nobody's going to show up. She'll be like, yeah, I don't know. Bobby, hey, listen, Rhonda Rae, keep moving forward. It don't matter. Real talk. And Rhonda Rae will fill a house. That's just who she is. So it is what it is. You know, real talk, because sometimes it's like all she has is 2 weeks to prepare. She's like,
The beauty of that is, and I'm a firm believer, and this is a part of my prayer, to begin with, I will say, well, let me just back up and preface it with this first. Being a PK, of course, it didn't happen until I got grown, but being a PK, my mother shared with me that there are three phases of our prayer life. And the first phase of our prayer life is, God, save me. And then from God, save me, it becomes, God, bless me. And then after God, bless me, then you walk into the place of, God, use me. And after you move through those first phases, you want to talk about how God can move exponentially and how he can show up and show out. When you are in that place of, God, use me, watch him use you. And you get to receive and experience the blessings and the benefits of how God is using you. But it's not about you. You are merely the vehicle in which he is using to be able to bless somebody else and to help them with their breakthrough. So now I'm at the breakthrough, you know, helping somebody else with their breakthrough. And because I'm not, talk to me, Holy Spirit. He's speaking to me, showing up and showing out. But our hell that we have gone through, to where we have hit rock bottom and think that everybody has abandoned us, those places where we have been in a state of depression, or, you know, we've got literally our last $2 and we don't know how this, that, and that is going to be paid for, or whatever your case may be. You know what your rock bottom is. You know what your adversity is. In those places, they are divinely orchestrated, and that is supported by Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. Not some, not this, not that, but all things work together for good. And in those places of adversity, as you're going through the process, because God is preparing you for your next level and to be able to elevate and catapult to your next level of living, you, help me, Jesus. I don't know who this is for, but it's for somebody. I don't know who it's for. But in those places, once you begin to look at what God is trying to teach you and what he needs you to learn from it, the ugliness of it is not as powerful, and it doesn't sting. It doesn't mean that you're not going through it and that you like what it is that's happening. But when you look for what God is trying to teach you, how he's trying to strengthen you, what is it that I need for this foundation? Because I can't go to my next level. This is a prerequisite for me to get through this before I can take the next course that you have for me, God. So enjoy the process. No matter how good, how ugly it is, enjoy the process and watch how you become a beautiful butterfly. Help me, Holy Spirit. How, you know, we're in that caterpillar stage in the beginning. We just this little ugly bug that's crawling around doing whatever it needs to do. But once that caterpillar, once it's time for it to develop, it's going to be in that cocoon, and it's going to be fighting. The fighting is the strengthening of the wings that are going to later be the wings for the butterfly to be able to fly. It's that transformation that happens within that cocoon phase. And then when you are fully developed, then that cocoon is going to break and you're able to fly and you're going to be this beautiful manifestation of what God has already created for you or what he intended for you, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you. Once he gets to that place where he's ready for you to break through and it's like, well done, I'm ready for you to go out and serve and be a part of what it is that I need you to be a part of in this kingdom and to free my people and to elevate my people. Enjoying the process is the main thing that I'm trying to drive home to you right now. Enjoy the process because there's something beneficial for it or beneficial because of it through you for somebody else and even for your own self.
Woo! In the name of Jesus, if you are just tuning in, we have the dynamic, the extraordinary Tajiri Brackens. She is absolutely blowing us away today. She's more than a skincare consultant and specialist. She's more than a preacher's kid. She's more than an author and a diversity and inclusion specialist and a speaker. She is more than a woman who is enriching the lives of other women. I have been doing that for over 29 years. She is a child of God. She is a child of the incredible King. And that gives her, I'm telling you, woo, when I tell you, a direct entryway into the kingdom. I'm telling you, and literally when I tell you there are so many people who sit on the word that you just gave, they would have sat on it. And you sat back and allowed God to do exactly what we've been talking about. And what you just said was use you. You literally sat there and said, okay, give it to me, Holy Spirit, how you wanted it. Waited for it so that you could give the right word so that it wouldn't come from a place of you. So that it will come straight from him. And so that's how you know, I'm telling you, whoever just received that word, so it's a twofold. You gave it. Now the person that was supposed to receive it has to receive it. And when you receive that word, watch what God does. And please don't hesitate.
Come on.
Don't be ashamed to let us know. We don't have to talk about it on the air, but send us an email, shoot us whatever it is you got to do. Send it to my house. Send me a IMDM, whatever you call it. I don't care how you get it. You can mail it to me via P.O. box. If you see me on the street, tell me. I don't care. We want to know. You know what I'm saying? We want to see the power of God and how it is manifested in your life. And if you don't want to share, that's fine. But it surely will be a blessing to be able to let other people know just how good God really, really is and how he's working. I'm going to tell you, real talk, this show that we're on right now tonight, Bronda Ray will let you know. This show right here is how I say God used me. Is another way of me saying God used me, because I was already doing two radio shows. I was a single mother doing two radio shows, working full time, had a daughter. At that time, I think my oldest daughter was she was a sophomore in high school. You know, so I'm, you know, if you know anything about my story, at that point in time, we were on the Deion Sanders and the Dr. Phil show because I was so extreme as a parent because my daughter was doing six different basketball leagues and all kind of stuff. So they decided to put me on this show and feature me as some extreme mother. It was a lot. So at that time, I was doing a whole lot. And at that time, God decided, hey, you know, it was time for me to bring in one more show. And that was the Shine Lord radio show. And it was literally, I didn't have a name for the show. I didn't even know it was coming. I had visited a church. I was visiting a church. And when I was leaving the church, I had already said, God used me. I don't even know what you just shine a light on me, Lord, whatever it is you need. As I'm leaving the church, the way, you know, when I grew up in Southern Baptist Church, I was a preaching kid too. Now, I didn't grow up directly with my daddy. My real daddy was a preacher. And he left when I was, I think, six. Him and my mom got divorced. He didn't become a preacher until we were older, but I was still a pre-K. And my daddy was a deacon.
Right,
my stepdad was a deacon. So we were at the church.
Right.
So we lived around the corner. We were closest to the church, so we opened up the church. So I was there all the time, you know. And that was fine, you know. I never had a problem with that ever, you know, growing up. But hold on, B-Ray, we still got you here on, and make sure we bring you into this conversation, B-Ray.
Yes.
All right, we got
I'm
you there, B-Ray. Okay, you got any comments, B-Ray?
I mean, hey, she hit a nerve.
That's all I can say. She hit a nerve. My old pastor used to say, if you can't say amen, say ouch. So as we said, as the announcements were given, govern yourselves accordingly.
Amen.
Yep, that was an ouch moment right there. So that was just about the first. Yep.
Wow.
And I'll never forget, I was leaving the church, and as we were, you know, growing up in Southern Baptist Church, one of the things that we did was we sang a song. It was God Be With You, God Be With You. And we, you know,
yes,
until
Lord.
We meet again, we sang that as we were leaving, you know, the church.
Yes.
So that's all I knew growing up. But I was visiting this church, and it was a massive church, and as they were leaving the church, a big announcement where everybody, they didn't grab hands, but they made this big declaration. And the declaration was, shine, Lord. And when a whole church screamed, shine, Lord, because the lady on the microphone said, all right, everybody, we'll see you next Sunday. And you know what we say when we leave, shine, Lord. And everybody said, shine, Lord. It was immediately, I knew exactly what the name of that show was supposed to be. Shine, Lord. Shine, Lord. Go ahead, Queen.
Let me tell you, when I got the info of what the title of the show was, again, I'm probably telling my quote-unquote maturity level, but the first thing that popped in my mind was when Amen used to come on, that theme, it was, turn on the light, shine in heaven, Lord.
Yes.
So I was super excited, and it's like, okay, so you talking to me, Lord. I don't know what it is that you want me to say, but I know that you're talking to me. And that's one thing, when you have a relationship with God, I mean, let's just talk about it. When you have a relationship with God, you know when he is speaking to you, and you know how he is speaking to you. So let's think about it. Let's put it in the natural form. When you got a relationship with your husband, when you got a relationship with your children, when you got a relationship with your girlfriends or your homeboys or whoever, even a power partner or whoever the person may be, when you have a relationship with them, you can kind of tell what they're about to say, how it's going to come across, or if you see XYZ happening and you know that person is in the mix of it, you already know how they're going to respond to it. Or even think about it this way. If XYZ is proposed to you and is talking about, hey, do you think, you know, I don't know, Sally Sue, that's just what popped in my head, forgive me, is what Sally Sue, would she like this particular, you know, thing? And then, you know, no, she ain't going to like that. But if you do this, she going to be good with it. And it's all about that relationship and that intimacy that you have with that person and knowing them. You've invested the time. You've taken the risk because, oh, help me, Jesus. Mm-mm, talk to me, Lord. Okay, so, so a relationship is a risk. You've got to invest your time. You've got to invest your talent. You've got to invest your resources. And you've got to invest your energy into a relationship that means something to you. So if it's valuable to you, you are going to willingly make that investment. If it ain't nothing to you, and I know that's grammatically incorrect, but if that relationship ain't nothing to you, what you gonna do? You gonna go ghost, chunk the deuce, keep it moving. You're not going to spend no time into that. Think about how many people that you just walk away. No, I ain't feeling you. Let me step away from you because that's not what I want to be a part of. But if it's something that you really want to engage in, just think about the dating process, the true dating process. I ain't talking about a hookup. I'm talking about the true dating process. You do things that he enjoys. He does things that you enjoy. You go experience things together that could be something new for both of you. So when you invest that time, the risk of what you see or the risk from the investment that you see later down the line, help me, Lord, your return on investment is worth the risk that you're putting forth into it now.
Ooh, that was so powerful. Listen, that was so powerful. She can literally go back to everything she just said and write a whole book on everything she just said. I'm gonna give you four important things she said. Real talk, what you invest into a relationship is really important. And when we're talking about, like, if you really want to be in a relationship, like, these are four important things: time, talent, resources, and energy are the things that you invest into a relationship. If you are not willing to truly invest your time, talent, resources, and energy into a true relationship, don't waste your time, because a person will suck your time, talent, resources, and energy out of you if you're not willing to give it. If you're just trying to have a little fun, they will suck those things right out of you, period, point blank, and you don't even realize what's happening.
Yep.
So your time, that is so valuable, we can't get back your talent that only you have, the resources that God has given you, and the energy that is so fabulously amazing, it was only provided and put into you, somebody else is snatching it right from underneath you. But matter of fact, they're snatching it, not even from underneath you, they're taking it right from in front of you. And I'm saying that because we got a lot of people who go through these frivolous relationships, and I'm not one to judge. I've been there. You know how many frivolous relationships I've had? That's why I don't mind at this moment. I've been single now for years. I don't mind. I had a few dates last year. We talk about this on the other shows, Monday and Wednesday night. We talk about dating all the time. But why can't we talk about dating right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show? Dating is so important. We should talk about it on every show. Real talk.
Come on.
But it is important that we understand that if you're giving of those things, you are giving almost your life away to somebody who don't even want it, who is throwing it in the garbage. You know why? Because they got three other Sally Sues that they hanging out with. Sorry, Sally Sue. We sure hate to keep using you. But I'm just saying.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes,
man.
Lord. And look, I'm so full right now. Just, I hear him talking. And I don't know how he's going to manifest this, but baby, something
Amen.
Is about to come out of it.
Hallelujah. Millions will be blessed. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Your books. I want to talk about your books. Let's talk really quickly. Not even quickly, but let's just talk about the books that you've been so blessed to be able to author. You go right ahead.
Sure. My first book, which actually started off as a journal, the title of it is Grow Through the Pain, Stand in Your Power.
Woo.
Grow through the pain, stand in your power. And the premise of that book was, you know, sometimes you want to tell folk how to go, where to go, how fast to get there, and what means to get there on, but you can't do that because you know who you are, and you ain't that person from around the block no more. So you've grown through that, and you're at a whole nother level. But my way of releasing that energy, because I'm a big, 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 big believer in energy, and if you're holding on to that, one, that person has you hostage, whatever negative feelings you have towards that, or that, whatever that incident is, if you're still harboring those feelings within you, that's energy that is festering in you, and that dis-ease is creating disease within your body. That's another talk show another day.
Woo-hoo!
But you've got to be able to release. Well, do I need to say that again, girl? Did you get it?
Say that one more time.
The dis-ease within your body or within your environment is creating disease within your body.
Ooh.
Think about how we hold our stress. Think about how we hold our anger. Think about, I'll even do the other side of that coin. When you are happy and when you are in a good place, your body is operating freely. There's no blockage that is there. Help me, Lord. You are not constipated with anger. You are not constipated with envy. You are not constipated with jealousy. But once you release that, then you become free for other things to be able to move around. So as I began to write the book and release that energy that was harboring in this temple that I carry around, it became freeing for me. Because, I was transferring it from my body to paper. And as I began to write about those that were, I don't want to say detrimental to me, but they were powerful enough to where I realized they had a hold on me. So I'll say it this way. Those things that I thought imprisoned me end up being the things to empower me and catapult me to my next level of living. So that's what that book is about. It began as a journal, and as I was writing it out, I realized I had grown through the pain. So that's where the title come from, because it was supposed to be something else. But again, like I said, my breakthrough and my hell that I had gone through has been for somebody else's elevation and somebody else's breakthrough. So it was grow through the pain and stand in your power. This is my truth. This is what I stand in. And just because it happened to me does not mean that I have to be held hostage because of what happened, because of who did whatever to me, because of the losses, whether it be financial or relational. And when I say relational, I mean as far as a relationship. Whatever the reason may be, I do not have to be held hostage there, because I own my power, and I'm going to stand in that, and I'm going to use it, because word does say greater is he that is in me than he that's within the word in the world. So I am going to use that word, stand on it, and grow through it.
Wow. Amen. A very powerful show tonight. For those of you who are tuned in, we know we have listeners, when I tell you, from all over the globe, and they may be tuned in tomorrow. They might not be tuned in with us live tonight. I want y'all to listen through this show all the way through, because at the end of the show, we're going to give out Mrs. Bracken's information so that you'll have an opportunity to purchase her books, to find her on social media, to be blessed by her. For time and time again, okay? I do not want you to miss that. So stay right there. Keep hanging on tight with us. We're having a good time tonight right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show. I'm Kia D, producer Ron Beret, and the extraordinary Tajiri Blackens is with us tonight. I had the pleasure of meeting this beautiful young lady, about a month ago? And it's been less than a month. It was July 19th and 20th. Was it July 19th or was that June? No, it was July.
It was July. So it'll be a month next week. Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? And it seems like forever, don't it? That's what that means.
Yes. That's when you know it's a genuine relationship. It's a genuine, divinely orchestrated relationship. But I'm so grateful that our paths crossed, because God needed to use you. I mean, we both needed each other. And
amen.
Whatever it is that you got that I need, whatever it is that I got that you need, it had to come together. We had to have that quote-unquote marriage so that we can have a stronger bond and relationship to be more powerful and impact the world.
Amen. We were at the Run Women's Conference. It was a conference that I had the pleasure of emceeing, and shout out to Dr. Cassandra Bradford. She does that conference every year. And it was an awesome, awesome time. And I'm going to be honest with you, I've done this conference several years, and this year was very, very powerful. Every year is powerful. This year was just so powerful that she just keeps taking it up a notch.
Yeah.
So, again, it was an absolute pleasure to cross paths with Tajiri Blackens, and then just the connection we had, it was just so fun. We really had a good time immediately. It was just fun. And I could tell, you know, she was just a woman of greatness, and she had a story. She was a woman of valor. She believed, she was a believer. She was just precious. And you can't let go of people like that. You got to keep those kind of people close to you. And
yeah.
So the deal is that, you know, we have a waiting list for I'm gonna get in trouble because I gave out the time of frame that we met. Real talk, somebody is gonna listen to this because I have an extreme waiting list to get in to be a guest
wow.
on the show. But we scooted you right on your ear. We kind of scooted the process just a little bit. I was excited to make that happen. So, but it's okay. I ain't doing no tripping. It is what it is. You know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
really excited about the opportunity to feature you tonight and to talk about your story. I know that you have a story, and if you don't mind talking about, you know, your childhood and, you know, some of the things that you went through that actually brought you to this place today, you know, we would love to be able to hear.
Wow. I guess kind of growing up, I spent more time with my grandmother than I did at my own house with my parents. It was that nurturing relationship, and I'm not taking anything from them. Please don't misinterpret that as there were issues at home, and that being at my grandmother's place was that more enjoyable, a better environment for me. Very close-knit family, and that's just, you know, the love that I had for her. I wanted to be in her space. And being not only an only child, but also the oldest grandchild on that side of the family and the only girl. So, you know, I kind of got things my way a few times. I have had a tendency to be spoiled by them on occasion here and there. But nonetheless, my grandmother was a music teacher, and she loved to cook. So what I picked up from her was the love of music. Of course, you know, you heard me say in the beginning, I referenced a few songs, and that's where part of that love of music came from. And being an only child, you know, all I had was my imagination. So I began to imagine through music and through the lyrics and understanding what it was that was happening there. So that's where my love of music came from. Now, by her also being a music teacher at a middle school, she was, I don't know if it was a voluntold situation or what it was, but back then it was a musician. Now we call it the minister of music. She was, you know, involved in the church that way and helped with the choir. So by her being so heavily involved in the choir or with the music ministry, there was choir rehearsal for this, choir rehearsal for that, choir rehearsal for, you know, the anniversary service, and we're going to worship and fellowship with another church, so we got to make sure that we're together. So nonetheless, we were together. She was always at the church, and with always being at the church, I had that there was no way that I could not pick up the doctrine of the church, the Christian doctrine. That I couldn't escape that. There was no way. So that's how my foundation began for understanding the word. And I'm talking old school church. You talked about Southern Baptist. Baby, we used to have a devotion, and then there was the call to worship, and then we had church service. And after church service, we may go back to the fellowship hall, have something to eat, and then we have to come back for 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock service. Then there was BTU. So when I tell you I was in church all day, I was in church all day, and I couldn't help but to grasp it. So that began the part of my spiritual foundation for me to be able to grow upon. And that love and relationship that I had with my grandmother, like I said, I wanted to be there with her so much because I admired her, and she just provided that safe place and that safe space to be in, and I just loved her that much. And that was my way of connecting with her, is just by simply being in her space and in her place. So from that, it groomed me to be able to have those things when I was having the rough patches in my life. A rough patch that came along when my husband passed. He unfortunately passed from sickle cell anemia. So in having that spiritual background, I was able to grow to grow. I don't know what that's about, Lord. You're getting ready to reveal it to me. But I was able to grow. I was able to go through that process of seeing him be ill and having to nurture him, which, you know, now that I think about it, that's some of the things that I learned from my grandmother from being around her, the nurturing spirit. So I was able to get through that because of what she had already done for me and imparted in me. And then from there, there was the up and down of jobs, because by trade I am a corporate travel agent. The volatility in that business was no fun. So imagine getting a job, starting to get back on your feet, and then there be a layoff. So the money, wow. I mean, let's just talk about it. Let's be real. Let's talk about money.
Yeah.
If it ain't
yeah.
there, you can't do nothing. You can't do anything. And I talk about, you know, my financial woes. And if you can't figure out what you're going to eat or how you're going to pay this bill, when I tell you my foundation from being back in the church, I need to go back to this solid foundation, this word and what it tells me. And that's when I began to encourage myself. Lord, you said you would take care of the birds and the bees. The foxes and birds, they have nests. They have holes that they reside in. I am greater than they, and I am your child. So I know that you're going to take care of me. So why am I in this depressive state of mind? Because, I mean, let's just face it. If you ain't got no money's up there with oxygen, you got to have it. You need to be able to have it to maneuver and to just basically survive. So being in that survival and depressive mode, I had to fall back on my word, which is what my grandmother instilled in me. She taught me the power of prayer. I saw it manifest. I didn't understand it at the time because I was so young, but I saw the power of prayer and how it manifests to breakthrough, how it manifests into the a peace of mind that passes all understanding. I got to a realization and an understanding of what that really meant once I got older, because as I got a job and, again, began to get back on my feet and then get knocked back down, go back three or four steps because the company downsized, because the company lost the account or whatever the case may be, I had to hone in on those things to be able to help get me through without totally losing my mind. And then there's also relationals. I was in two, and I talk about that in my book. Two main relationships that were very pivotal. Actually, I guess three. Talk to me, Holy Spirit. You talk to me in threes. So there were three pivotal relationships that I talk about, one being my husband, another one that I was involved in for 10 years, and then after that, it was one I was involved in for a year. And I thought both the 10-year relationship and the year-long relationship that I had committed, I had invested in, because I was looking for that ROI, rate on return on investment that I talked about earlier. I had no problem with putting forth the time, the energy, the efforts and resources into that. So when they did not get to the point to where I was a wife, I mean, let's just be real clear, I dated with purpose. It wasn't, let's see what we can do and see how I like you and we can play house, this, that, and the other. Even though I did play a little bit of house, and my grandmother would have rolled over 3, 4, 5 times in her grave if she knew I was shacking. That's what the old folk used to call it, shacking. But because I was involved in those relationships and investing in those relationships, I was expecting a different return. So the 10-year relationship that I was in, I realized that I was losing myself and this was no place to be and that it was not going anywhere. So I severed those ties. But the relationship that I was in for a year, I began to grow away from him And like R. Kelly say, when a woman's fed up, ain't nothing you can do about it. So I was growing away because I started having this, again, dis-ease around me and being around him. But I thought initially it was, okay, this is something that he's going through. You just got to work with him. You got to love him through it. I mean, let's be real. That's what we try and do. We stay in toxic relationships trying to love somebody or try and change somebody, knowing good and well, yes, my lose manner is coming up out of me, knowing good and well that that ain't the place that we need to be. But I stayed because of the quote-unquote potential that I saw in that person and the conversations that we talked about in the beginning of the relationship and what you said you wanted. So it's like, okay, I'm going to stay here for a minute. But lo and behold, that joker told me, you know what? I want to go soar my oats and see what the world has to offer. You mean to tell me I done invested all of this, and
wow,
now you want to go find out what something else is about? So it's the first time that I had ever been dumped by anybody. So that totally took a toll on me. But now I see I had to be removed from that relationship so that I could be elevated. Because as long as he was occupying that space on that plate, God could not use me for where he needed me to go, as well as he could not handle where it was that I needed to go and where I needed to grow. Think about when Abraham and Isaac, when they were headed up for the sacrifice, the posse that was going with them, Abraham turned around and said, no, y'all wait here, we'll be back. So that's powerful. That's a powerful statement right there, and we'll be back. So he already knew that he was coming back with his son Isaac. But what I'm trying to hone in on here is everybody can't go with you. They can only go to a certain point. Now, you may be able to come back and revisit them later, but they can only go so far with you, and then you got to cut the ties or you got to remove yourself from that situation. And that is what happened to me in that year-long relationship. I grew from it, and had I not grown from it, I would have been stuck in some quicksand, in a relational quicksand, in an emotional quicksand, in a financial quicksand, in a mental quicksand. I would have been stuck there and not been able to move and grow forward. And one of the things that came out of that relationship that I talk about in the book, even though he hurt me and I was in that place of shock, and I can't believe you did this to me, a good woman, me, the one that did this thing. You know how we go through and we analyze all of that. And like I said, the book was a journal for me. And in that journaling process, Holy Spirit downloaded to me, because I want the carnal side wanted to get back. The carnal side wanted him to pay for hurting me the way that he did. The carnal side of me wanted to do petty things. I mean, I'm just being very transparent and honest here. But in the process of writing and journaling that out, Holy Spirit downloaded and he tweeted down and said, do you want to be right or do you want to be free? Do you want to be right or do you want to be free? And I chose freedom over being right. And when I made that decision, all of that stuff that I wanted to do to him was gone. It's almost like it happened immediately. You know, even like when Solomon asked for wisdom, you know, he was given it immediately. God heard and God answered. God replied. So in that freedom and standing in my power of where I was, acknowledging what it was that I was going through, of where it was that I had been, where it was that I had experienced, I grew through that, hence, again, grow through the pain. And now I'm at a place where I've got a deeper level of peace that passes all understanding. Remember, I talked about that earlier. My grandmother spoke it. I saw it with my eyes, but I didn't understand it with my heart. Now, I had to experience that way back when, so that when I got to this place and this relationship and this season in my life, I could truly understand what that meant to have total peace. Even if I ain't got but $2 in my pocket, those times that I have had that, but all of my bills are taken care of, I got food to eat, everything else is taken care of, I have peace that passes all understanding. I have the contentment that Paul talks about, being content right where I am, growing where I'm planted, and let's move forward. There's that grow again. Okay, is that what you were trying to tell me, Lord? I don't know, but you'll reveal it at your own time. But there's that growth that happened in that process. Again, I say it's enjoying the process. You may not understand it. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Growing through that process, I'm able to stand here and be unapologetically me. I don't care if you don't like what it is that I have to say. I don't care if you don't like that I put on red shoes today instead of black shoes with this outfit. I don't care. That does not matter to me because I know who I am and I know whose I am. And as long as I got his approval, baby, you don't matter to me. He's going to prepare my table right in front of you. He's going to make my enemies my footstool. So when those things happen, I'm going to be able to identify and say the two words that I speak all the time, but God. I'm going to be able to see that's who it is that made this manifest. I'm going to be able to see, Lord, you had this happen because you needed to remove me from that because you already know what my weaknesses are. You know my Achilles heel, so you had to remove me from that so that I would not go down that road of destruction. Lord, you had to remove them because either they couldn't handle it or they had no place for where you wanted me to be used for your edification and for your elevation. So that's kind of where my story is. I mean, there is more to it, but again, I'm giving you cliff notes of who I am.
Wow. We are so blessed to be able to enjoy this time tonight. I know that you have absolutely just enjoyed the word that we have received tonight from this incredible young lady, Tajiri Brackens. I definitely want the world to know how to contact you. They need to know how to reach out to you on all of your social media platforms or your website, whatever it is that you want to give out today. Let's go ahead and give that out now that we don't have that information.
Absolutely. So I'm the same across the board in my platforms, in LinkedIn, Instagram, depending on who, which genre or demographic that understands that, my Instagram, my Twitter, and then, of course, my Facebook. It's Tajiri Brackens, T as in Tom, A-J-I-R-I, and then the last name Brackens, B as in billionaire, because my word tells me to speak things into existence as if they are.
Come on now.
But that's another talk show. B as in billionaire, R-A-B-K-E-N-S. Now, when you're looking for me on Facebook, the page that you need to really follow, because it's the one that I'm most active on, I got to figure out how to get rid of those other pages. It's still a learning process for me. But look for the one that says Diversity and Inclusion Specialist. That's my active page.
Boom. B-Ray, let me ask you a question. Do you know how to get rid of those other pages?
You can deactivate them in the settings. You have
okay.
to do it from a computer, not from the phone.
Okay. Then that's what I do.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, what a blessing tonight. Oh, man, what a blessing tonight. It has been a true treat. I wanted to speak about Joseph. And we've got a few minutes. I'll do that. And I would love as well for Mr. Jerry and the beautiful Rhonda Ray to chime in on this as well. Over the past couple of days, Joseph has really been on my mind. And, you know, not so much I directly correlate my life to his, but I kind of do, you know. And that, but that wasn't the reason. I was listening to a radio station, and it was, I think, 90.9 KCBI or whatever it was. And it just, I was looking for something that was soothing. I had my grandbaby with me, and I was trying to find something that was nice and soothing. And so they had a nice soothing song on, and it, boom, we were in the car, and they put us to sleep. Well, the next morning, we get in the car, and this same radio station is on. And I didn't realize that I wasn't listening to the station at first. And then I just got my grandbaby dropped off. And then after I dropped her off, I cut the radio up. And one of the things that the radio host was talking about, it was a Christian radio station, and they were talking about Joseph. And they were speaking about Joseph, and they were talking about his life. And I kept saying, how did I not know this? How did I not know all of this about Joseph? Or maybe, you know, when I was so, and maybe I did, but when I was younger, you know, I was inundated, of course, going to church, like you said, BTU and, you know, Sunday school. And, you know, I was there for Wednesday night service and Tuesday night choir rehearsal and Saturday morning choir rehearsal. There was some on Thursday night, too, because the deacon boy had to be there. And we had to be there when they was there because, you know, we were family. So we showed up when, you know, because I was with my stepdaddy, you know, so we were always at church. I didn't know anything other than that. I never knew anything mm-hmm. other than that. But as when you're not taught properly, and I don't mean to throw shade on anybody, but sometimes you're just thrown a Sunday school book and you're not really taught. You know what I mean? You know, some kids have to be taught a different way. I'm a very visual person.
Me too.
And so a lot of things I didn't retain. And so God gives me throughout life, as now as I'm older, he gives me great opportunities like that to go back and revisit and relearn more about him. Just like that. That simple. Mm-hmm. I accidentally mm-hmm. turned into that radio station, just so happened to keep it there. And the next morning, and it's still on that same station right now, because I'm like, oh, I got to leave it here. I need to hear more about Joseph. They're going to talk about Joseph more again on Monday morning. I got to.
The whole series on Joseph
and some of the things that he went through. And, you know, if you haven't read on Joseph, and, you know, one of the first things that was so amazing about him is that he was so loved by his dad. His dad really, really loved him. He was the youngest. He was a baby. His daddy really loved, baby boy. His daddy just adored him. Daddy just adored him. And he had these incredible dreams where he envisioned things, you know, things, you know, he would have a dream, and he would be so excited about it. He would go tell his brothers. You know how you got friends, you just when something happens, you want to call somebody up and be like, oh, man, I got to tell somebody about it. Well, that was who he told. You know, that was who he had around him. You know, his brothers, there was no social media. There was no cell phone.
Right.
He couldn't call across the states. He had his brothers and his dad and the animals, you know, and the grass and everything else. That was the life that they lived. The earth was their life and their family. That was their life. And so, you know, one day I'm almost assuming Joseph woke up from a dream, and, you know, he had this great dream about how his brothers were going to worship him. Now, we're talking about a baby boy who's adored by his father, right, goes and tells his brothers, hey, man, I had a dream, man. And guess what was in my dream? They were like, what was in your dream, brother? Man, y'all going to be worshiping me, man. Y'all going to be bowing down to me. And the brothers was like, what? Man, you crazy, man. We're not going to be bowing. Man, what? You crazy? We're not going to bow down to you. Yeah, you are, man. I had a dream about it. Not going to bow down to me. You know, the younger brother, don't know if he was being cocky about it or if he was just being matter-of-factly. You know, no, I had a dream. Seriously, y'all going to bow down to me. He just had a dream. Well, back in those days, those dreams meant things. All you had was your dreams and stuff like that. You know, they meant stuff. And so he had another dream as well, and the brother was like, we're going to teach him a lesson. So a caravan came through, and they decided to sell him to this caravan for 20 silver tokens or 20 silver coins or whatever it was, you know, back then. And he screamed and he hollered and he screamed and hollered, but they were like, oh, we're going to teach you. No, go be their slave. And he was enslaved, you know, in this caravan with these people. No, there's no telling what happened to him on his journey as a young boy screaming and hollering, you know. But he was sold by his own brothers. And, you know, I got, yeah, he was sold by his own brothers into slavery into another, into I think the Israelites was who he sold his brother to. A caravan came through and he sold his brother into slavery. You know, and if we think about, you know, how powerful, you know, that is, you know, his own brother, the people that he looked up to. But they were so terrified that his dreams might possibly come true. And all you got to remember, the dad just adored him. The dad loved him.
Right, right, right.
Well, there were so many other things that happened to Joseph, like on his journey of, you know, growing up. And one of the things that happened, you know, he was working for this very powerful man, and the very powerful man had a wife. And there was a story, somehow Joseph must have left his coat, his really nice, pretty coat. Joseph was known for his coat. He has a real nice coat.
Yep.
And he was known for this coat, and he must have accidentally left this coat some kind of way near the king's wife or near his boss's wife. It was this very powerful king. And he must have left it somewhere near the king's wife, and the king's wife was like, "How did you, you know, I got his coat. He tried to rape me, or he raped me, or he tried to sexually assault me," is what we how we say it now.
Right,
back
right,
then it was
right,
rape.
Right, right.
And what is so interesting about what happened next is this is how you know God has, I'm telling you, has his hand wrapped all around Joseph. What happened next was is, you know, whenever you are accused of, you know, something as with that magnitude, of that magnitude in those days, there you're going to be hanged or immediately, you know, they ain't going to waste no time getting rid of you. They put him in jail, and the king introduces him to the guards and everybody. And so now he's like a favorite. He's like a favored person inside of the jail. So now he's because he's been introduced directly by the king to the guards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's taken to jail, mm-hmm. he's taken away to jail, but he's given like these special kind of privileges almost. He becomes a jail favorite in jail. He helps everybody out. The guards and everybody loves him. And then all of a sudden things start turning around.
Yep.
Things really start turning around for Joseph. When Joseph went from being sold by his brothers, being accused of something he didn't do, and being put in jail, and as humble as he is in there helping folk out.
Talk about growing where you are planted.
What?
Talk about growing where you are planted. Oh, my God. Okay. So, okay.
I know. I know.
Ooh.
And that's just the beginning of the story. We'll keep talking more about it later on. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is what just popped into my mind, and how it ties into your foundation, which is crazy. I tell you, I got a crazy way that the Holy Spirit works to me and talks to me. So in that place of adversity, because somebody else is doing, and let's just say in this case, the domestic violence, somebody else is doing, and it's creating discord within us. And somebody comes along that sees something in us and recognizes that there is an issue, that there is a problem, or that there's a gift, and they want to be closely connected with that person, i.e. Joseph, or, again, your domestic violence issue, somebody that can recognize the domestic violence and say, "I need to keep my good eye on that person,"
mm-hmm.
so that we can get them out of that situation. And then once we get them out of that situation and showing them how to still maneuver within and keep your wits about you, keep your sanity about you in this place that is not typically seen as a good place to be in, because again he's sold into slavery. This woman and I know that there are several different types of domestic violence, but I'm just going with the generic, what we typically see and what we typically are shown. This woman that is in this place of this man that is being mentally, physically, emotionally abusive towards her and possibly her children. But
right.
in that, you find the strength that you need to hone in on what your gifts are or what it is that you need in order to break free and move to your next level.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I have a crazy way of correlating all of that, and you saw it just play out kind of right now, and that's just
Amen.
A snippet of how my brain works and how the Lord gets me to see kind of in parables and make it applicable to what it is that's going on. And if you don't mind, I'm going to sidebar just for a quick second because I am literally at 9% on my phone, and I don't want to miss this out. When we connected back at Run, we talked about your foundation and what it was that you were trying to do. And I don't want to take away from Joseph and the story because that's powerful. His story is powerful. But I don't want to miss this opportunity as well to be able to bless your foundation and anyone else that is connected with it. And I'll shoot out to you the link to my website. As you and I had talked about, any sales that someone purchases and they put in, you know, I'm going to use this code, KD. You the real KD. You are the real KD. But in being able to reach back and having someone see something, as I just talked about with Joseph's story and the domestic violence, with someone seeing something in you and being able to help you move from that place where you are, I am going to give half of my profits to your organization to be able to have the money to do what needs to be done. I said
Amen.
In the beginning when I was talking about my personal story and that, you know, money ain't everything, but it's up there with oxygen. You got to have it in order to be able to navigate and to move around. So I want to be able to use my gifts, to use what it is that I have, which reminds me of I think it's 2 Kings, the woman that needed to pay her taxes, and she didn't have anything, but they told her to go back into her house, and what did she have? So she had the oils, and she had the vases to be able to fill them up so that she could be able to bless, not only take care of what she needed to, but also be able to bless other people as well. So my overflow
Amen.
Is coming from whatever it is that your listeners and who you're connected with, any purchase that they make. I am going to send that overflow, half of my profits, to your foundation. So I'll get with you and give you, like I said, the code, which is KD. If they just put that in there, I'll know that that's directly connected with you, and you're going to be getting a check so that we can help these people be free and help these women be free, help these children be free and get out of that situation because that is not healthy for them physically, again, physically, mentally, emotionally. I firmly believe I am my brother's and my sister's keeper. If God gives me something, he did not mean for me to be a reservoir of blessings. He meant for me to be a river of blessings and pass it on. Because just as quickly as he gave it to me or allowed me to be able to get it, he can take it away just like Job's was taken away from him in a minute. And it'd be nobody
Amen.
But me and God yet again. So I hate to put that in at that time. I wanted to wait till the very end, but I'm going to lose you because I'm less than 9% now on my phone. So I'll have to catch the rest of the replay to hear the continued Bible study on what you guys are talking about. So I was so thrilled, so honored, and so it's truly a privilege to sit here and pour into your listeners to be able to have this dialogue with you. And just manifest in his word, manifest in his truth for somebody else's breakthrough. I believe in that.
Amen.
I say that,
Amen.
And I stand in it. It is truly, I breathe it, and I believe in it. So if, Holy Spirit, I hear you talking. There
Amen.
Needs to be a prayer that needs to happen right now, and I have to be obedient because Deuteronomy 28 tells us about obedience in his word, and then when we're disobedient, what happens with that? So if you don't mind, I just have to. So Heavenly Father, how great, how mighty, how majestic is
Hallelujah,
your
Jesus.
Name. For the gracious Lord, we thank you for the gifts that you have given to us. We thank you for the provision that you have for us. Thank you for the protection that you've given us.
Yes,
and that
Lord
you
God.
Give us
mm-hmm.
our new bodyguards of grace and mercy that walk with us each and every day as
yes,
we go
Lord.
Through this thing called life. For the gracious Lord, I hate to be generic, but there's somebody that needs something. Somebody is in lack. I just ask that you show up and show out and fill that void that they are missing. Fill that void that they are missing through somebody else that is going to genuinely care about them and feed into them, and that it is not malplace, it's not it's not a manipulation of what it is that they're doing as far as pouring into that person, that it's truly to uplift them and standing on the principle of W.B. Du Bois, each one reach one. If you got it, move forward. Help somebody else to be there. Help somebody else to elevate, oh, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, anything that is not of you, I cast it into the pits of hell. But, Lord, I just ask you to give to somebody that that is going through whatever turmoil that they are going through right now. Let them be reminded of the peace that you have. I don't know, peace is passing over me right now. Somebody needs peace in the mix of their disruption. Somebody needs peace in their place of adversity. That there's peace that's talking to me right now. I don't know what that's about, but there's peace that's talking to me. Let them be reminded of the parable when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, that he was back there resting because he already knew that he was taken care of. But they are in a disruptive place, a dis-ease place. They just did not know what to do, this concerning place. They just didn't know, they discombobulated. They didn't know what all was going on, but yet they had to wake you up in your rest. And when you were woken up out of that rest, you were able to speak to peace because peace was already there. You called it by name, and you spoke it for it, peace be still. It was already there, but you had to resurrect it and have it come to fruition. For, Lord, anybody that is in lack, I just ask that you give them the overflow and give them the people that will be able to help them and be able to help them with good heart. With good heart, oh Heavenly Father, anything that is not of you, I just cast it now into the pits of hell. Let them be reminded of Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. Great is he that is within us than he that is within the world. For Lord, let us mount up on wings, just as Isaiah tells us, and fly. Let us have the spirit of the Holy Spirit that is within us that we can conquer because we have dominion over it all. All we have to do is just speak it and stand in our authority. We have to stand in our power of what it is that you have given us, oh Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, every connection that is made here for those that are seen and those that are unseen, Lord, you were already here before we got here. Now that we are here, you have already moved on to 12 steps ahead, 24 steps ahead, 36 steps ahead. You're waiting on us to catch up to where you are so that the continued blessings continue to flow and just that we operate and we send to other people our overflow, Lord. I hear overflow right now, peace and overflow. Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't know what that's about, but peace and overflow is what you're talking to me about right now, Heavenly Father. For Lord, it just asks and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we are not going to wait until this battle is over. We're going to shout right now. We're going to shout right now. We are going to shout right now for the victory that you have provided for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah, amen. Lord God. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, I believe that the incredible and amazing Tajiri Brackens needs her own syndicated radio show to be heard all over the globe, period, point blank. She has a word. Do you hear me? God is continuing to use this beautiful and incredible young lady, and I am just so glad, Ms. Tajiri Brackens, that we had an opportunity to feature you on the show today. People will have an opportunity to go for years to come and hear this radio episode, and so people will be blessed for years and years and years to come. So thank you so very, very much. I am just amazed. I'm going to let you save your battery because I don't need you being on the road with 5% or 2%. We're going to let that be the closing of the show. If you want to find out how you can purchase items, please, how can we get, Tajiri Brackens, is that it? We just go on social media
and we can buy, order your products from you?
That can be the way it can be done. You can inbox me on it, or DM me. I think that's what they say now. private message me, or you can go directly to my website, which is www.marykay.com/T Brackens. That's T as in Tom, B as in billionaire, RACKENS. MaryKay.com/T Brackens. And they have to make sure that they put KD in the special offer or in the comments or something so that I can see that and know exactly how to appropriate the funds from that particular purchase to your foundation and organization. Girlfriend, I just hit 7%. So I'm going to run in here to my dad's place because I've been sitting in the driveway this entire time. I'm going to go in here and get some juice for a little bit, and then I'm going to make my way home. So thank you again. It has truly been an honor. I have been blessed by this conversation and this dialogue that we have had.
Amen. Thank you so much. The extraordinary, the incredible, the amazing, Kajiri Bracken. Thank you. We appreciate your presence, Queen.
Most welcome, hon. Most welcome. Talk to you.
Yes, yes. Good night. Good night. What a blessing. What a true, extraordinary woman of God who I absolutely, I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see where God takes her. She came up to me and definitely wanted to make sure, after she heard about Heals on the Move to Heal, our nonprofit organization that assists families who've been traumatized by domestic violence. She wanted to be a part. She wanted to donate in some kind of way, and she knew the best way to do that was to ensure that her organization, Mary Kay, any products that you purchase from Mary Kay, a portion of those proceeds, if you use the code KD, a portion of those proceeds will, or a portion of the money that is spent by you, not proceeds, excuse me, so a portion of the money that is spent by you when you go online to buy a product, any product from Tajiri Brackens on marykay.com/T Brackens, use code KD. And when you do that, a portion of that will go straight to Heals on the Move to Heal nonprofit organization. We appreciate all of the support from all over the globe. MaryKay.com/T Brackens. That's TBRAKENS. Thank you so much, everybody around the globe, for tuning in, making We Talk Radio your number one listening station, and making Shine Law Radio Show the number one show in the globe. Don't forget, we've got the brand new day with Emily Blue that airs every single Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on We Talk Radio Network. It airs right before Shine Law Radio Show, so you can go into that show and straight into ours. So it's a fabulous, fabulous show that the beautiful Emily Blue hosts every single Sunday. And so coming soon, the new season of the Ken and Rye show will begin. And guess what? Kennedy is coming back. That's right. She took some time off. She is going to be back. She'll be 14 this year. So she was 9 when they started. And so it's incredible, right, to see them do their thing. And it's been that long. So shout out to Destiny Brown, who is going into her sophomore year of college right now. She was our producer, the very first producer for the Ken and Rye show. And of course, Jai, incredible producer Jai, has taken over that show. So, got to thank everybody. We got 0 minutes left. Thank you, B Ray. Thanks for holding it down. And listen, Judy Braxton's already prayed us out. There's nothing else we need to do. Make sure y'all check her out on all social media. Find us every single day, www.wetalkradio.com, or you can find us on all social media under We Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready?
Good night.
Hands up, real quick.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. She's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
She's intentional. and he's never failing. All things are well for my good. He's intentional.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.